This is the BBC News with Nick Kelly. The Swedish general election has left the two main political blocs almost tied, with the anti-immigration party making gains on its previous results. With nearly all ballots counted, the governing centre-left coalition is marginally ahead of its centre-right alliance rivals, with around 40% each. The nationalist Sweden Democrats have won about 18% of the vote. The main blocs have refused to govern with the Sweden Democrats, but its parliamentary group leader, Mattias Karlsson, urged the other parties to reconsider.
What we've seen here is a political earthquake in regards to Swedish political history. And I think that the leaders of the two big parties, the Social Democrats and the Moderate Party, need to listen to this signal from the Swedish people. Need to change the policies that the Swedish people want to see. They want to see real change, and I think that they need to start talking to us, open up a dialogue.
Seven people have been injured, four seriously, in an attack by a man armed with a knife and an iron bar in the French capital, Paris. The man, said to be an Afghan national, was arrested. David Bamford reports.
The attack began just before midnight on the banks of a canal in the northeast of Paris. Reports said the man initially stabbed two men and a woman near a cinema. Several people playing the game Patank nearby reportedly threw balls at the attacker to try to stop him. The man was hit and fled. He then reportedly attacked two British tourists. The motive for the attacks remain unclear. The suspect, thought to be from Afghanistan, is being questioned.
The head of the American media giant CBS has resigned with immediate effect following allegations of sexual misconduct. Les Moonves has been under investigation by the company since allegations appeared in the New Yorker magazine in July. Accusations from six more women appeared on Sunday. Mr. Moonves has denied wrongdoing. David Willis has the details of the financial terms of Mr. Moonves' departure.
Initially, they focused on a sizable severance package, said to be in the region of about $100 million. But the new allegations of sexual misconduct have apparently prompted CBS to rethink the terms of his departure. CBS is now saying that it will donate $20 million from any severance payout to organizations that support the Me Too movement, and it will suspend any further payment pending the outcome of the internal investigation into Leslie Moonves' behaviour.
World News from the BBC.